Then Schwartz climbed for another hour, and again his thirst returned. As he lifted his flask to his lips, he thought he saw his brother Hans lying exhausted on the path before him, and as he gazed, the figure stretched its arms to him and cried for water.
"Ha, ha, 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 ha," laughed Schwartz. "Are you there? Remember the prison bars, my boy. Water, indeed. Do you suppose I carried it all the way up here for you to drink?"
And he strode over the figure. When he had gone a few yards farther, he stopped and looked back, but the figure was not there. A sudden horror came over Schwartz. He knew not why. But the thirst for gold was stronger than his fear, and he rushed on. The bank of black cloud rose high overhead, and out of it came bursts of lightning, and waves of darkness seemed to float between their flashes over the whole heavens. The sky where the sun was setting was all level, like a lake of blood, and a strong wind came out of that sky, tearing its crimson clouds into fragments and scattering them far into the darkness. And when Schwartz stood by the brink of the Golden River, its waves were black like thunderclouds, but their foam was like fire. And the roar of the waters below and the thunder above met as he cast the flask into the stream. As he did so, the lightning glared into his eyes, the earth gave way beneath him, and the waters closed over his cry. And the moaning of the river rose wildly into the night as it gushed over the two black stones.